Good job by the team. Just to wrap it up briefly, I left EPG kind of with this chart and confirming it again today. We still see double-digit earnings growth EPS-wise this year and next. The five concerns we talked about at EPG, improving margins. I think you've seen both good ideas, and I always find in a company like GE, repetition is a good thing. The fact that you've seen consistent themes and ideas from all the operating teams, I think should give you a sense of how we view margins and the importance with which we view it. Low natural gas prices, we talked about the opportunity in our service business, and just what Steve said is just a long-term secular great trend for our gas turbine business. Managing risk in Europe, we're restructuring Europe, we're managing costs. We've got a lot of cash, so I think we can manage the horizon that we see from an economic standpoint. Sizing capital, still focused on making it smaller, ultimately 30%-40% of the earnings, and we continue to execute well in GE Capital and both our earnings performance and our size, and capital allocation, which continues to stay balanced across dividends, buyback, and the targeted acquisition. So that's what we talked about at EPG. I'd say the environment's probably, maybe a little bit more uncertain than when we got together in May, but our cost-out targets are better, and that's how I kind of look at the puts and takes when I think about the company going forward. Priorities in the near term, hit the cost targets. I think growing margins into the future is a big credibility point for the leadership team and one we take seriously and one that's important. Disciplined capital allocation, what do I mean by that? I mean dividend growing in line with earnings. I mean using the GE Capital dividends to buy back stock, and it's our intention to keep the focus on $1 to $3 billion acquisitions. We like our execution on these focused acquisitions. We think that size is one that the leadership team can really grab and drive good synergy on. We plan to continue that. Execute on NPI, both Steve and Dave, you see across all the businesses, a big NPI portfolio, lots of execution in the next year. We want to keep that going. Good momentum in the growth markets. We've got a good portfolio of growth markets, and we want to continue to see the growth in those markets. We've got a nice China strategy, but we also have great presence in Latin America, Africa, Russia, the rest of the world. We want to keep doing that. Services expansion, big initiative around Services 2.0. You saw in each one of the businesses a nice progress on software and analytics, and that continues to add value and margins in our service business going forward. And we're going to grow the industrial businesses faster than GE Capital. And that's really the focus of the leadership team going forward. We always do, this is the third year of a three-year long-term incentive plan. We'll share with you when we get together in December the targets that we'll have for the next three-year plan, which will run from 2013 to 2015. So we'll very much align with our investors. And lastly, just, I've always thought GE is a combination of having really great businesses and really great enterprise strengths. And I thought I'd just recap the businesses that you see. I think in aviation, I think what Dave described was just winning in the market, huge backlog, focus on execution, technical leadership. This is not, when I talk about aviation, I'm not talking about a quarter or two. I'm talking about a decade or more. So you just have to understand that, a decade or more. Kind of some of it already done fundamentally. And most of it, in fact, already done. You got to feel good about that. Oil and gas, I think you get the sense from Dan Heitzman, this is a great GE business, and we are positioned in the real sweet spots of where the industry is. And so we got a lot of opportunity in the oil and gas business as you look at the future. Healthcare, what you talk about, John, is a really broad-based diagnostics company with a lot of good technology, and the industry is going through change, but positioned to be a winner over time. And I think John did a good job of describing that. I think what Dan said is that when you think about the energy management business, you get a sense for technology we need that really helps bundle together all of GE and an opportunity from both a margin and a market share standpoint to do better over time. Charlene, we're going to have better products in the next cycle in this business than we did in the last cycle, and we think that's going to help us both generate cash and margins when you look at the home and business solutions business going forward. Transportation, a great core platform in transportation with high market share, growing around the world. I think what Lorenzo talked about demonstrated that. A chance to grow a battery business, but a chance over time, sequentially, through organic investment, to grow in a new space called mining in a very disciplined way. Lorenzo talked about that. And then power and water. I think Steve has done a great job of just pouring it on with technology in both product and service, and we're going to hit this cycle with high market share and good capabilities. So, look, I think like all CEOs, we're all prone to hyperbole. We got good businesses. We've got really good businesses, right? And they're probably as well positioned as any time I can remember in the last decade. So you got to have good businesses, but you got to run them with real enterprise strength, and we also try to do that. First and foremost, we've got to be good allocators of capital. We are going to have a lot of cash. When we have a lot of cash, it's always good fodder for speculation on what we're going to do with the cash. We're going to be disciplined with the cash. Extremely focused on creating shareholder value, and we think that is the right place to be. Discipline, a buyback, smart share repurchases, focused acquisitions. But we are going to have a lot of cash, and we're going to demonstrate superior capital allocation. A very valuable portfolio, I've already talked about that. And then you see, technology going from the GRC across our platforms. I think every one of our business leaders talked about how that gets spread. Services, where we can spread a lot of intellectual capability around our service business, both in terms of how we run the break-fix model, but also how we run software analytics and the things we do. And growth markets is definitively a big company game. I mean, when you go to Angola, when you go to Russia, when you go to Saudi, when you go to Brazil, when you go to China, there is a big advantage in breadth of portfolio, so we play that. Margins are key. We kind of bound the cycle around 15%. We think there's room for expansion. And I think the team did a great job of laying out simplification, value gap, product cost, service margins as we go forward. And just, I think at the end of the day, we want to be viewed as a safer investment in a volatile world. Big dividend, nice cash, good market shares, big backlog. That's how I look at it.
Oil and gas and the energy management business and in power, you've got systems, you've got controls, you've got sensors.